COVID-19 modeller says the government's release of data on vaccination levels and what it could mean for disease and death rates is causing unnecessary fear. The modelling done by Te Pūnaha Matatini at the University of Auckland shows if 80% of the population over the age of 5 is vaccinated and the borders are opened, 7,000 people a year could still die from the virus and 60,000 would end up in hospital. Some experts are questioning the data, while others argue it's important to get out the vaccination message. Here's political reporter Charlie Drever.
The Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, is remaining optimistic, despite the news that thousands could die unless the vast majority of New Zealanders are vaccinated.
There remains one simple message: get vaccinated. It's the reason we should all feel hopeful.
But Wigram Capital's Rodney Jones, who has been tracking the COVID numbers, says the only feeling yesterday's media conference generated is fear. And he questions the credibility of the modelling, saying it doesn't match real-life figures overseas.
When you see 7,000 deaths, it's frightening. That's 140 a week in a country like New Zealand. There's no way New Zealand would experience anything like that.
He says using models for long-term forecasts over a year is not helpful, as the pandemic and people are much too complex.
This is a sideshow and should be treated as such. What we know is we need to get people vaccinated, and we need as many people as possible vaccinated. And that's the through vaccination that we can live the best possible life in New Zealand. That's the message we need to get across. And that's a message of hope, not of fear.
But Professor Sean Hendy, who is one of those behind the Auckland University modelling, says it's information that should be made public.
We're trying to inform policy choices, and so that means that the types of things we do, which is looking at things like the effect of public health measures and vaccination rates, those are the sorts of things we're looking at and how they can affect the outcomes.
He says New Zealand is in a unique situation to other countries.
We haven't had large numbers of infections here, so we haven't banked that natural immunity that the other places such as the UK have. Our population, unvaccinated, remains vulnerable to COVID-19. And the Delta variant's not only more transmissible, it does seem to lead to more adverse health outcomes.
Professor Hendy also noted his worst-case scenario is unlikely to occur, because the government would step in before then and put some level of lockdown in place. Intensive care doctor Andrew Stapleton supports the data being made public, given the impact on hospitals.
It represents approximately 12,000 patients who would need ICU, based on the UK data, which would be one patient for every ICU bed in New Zealand every week for 52 weeks. This would mean that we would have to move to our crisis staffing model, and the resultant avoidable deaths would be very high as a result of that.
There is one thing all experts can agree on: the country needs to vaccinate as many people as possible.